Is that important?
If not, we move down to agenda item number 6. This has to do with Worcester Polytechnic Institute. You remember in the past 2 years, Paul took the initiative of the working together with I think a couple of professors there, and they have been sending students over here to conduct fairly in-depth type of study on some of the issues related to harbourfront. And I think at least on 2 occasions to come back to the HEC to report their finding. We particularly remember last year that we were very closely with LCSD, right? And some of the recommendations and findings were transmitted to LCSD, what's the former name of the department? Sorry, Thomason. The former director is here. Leisure and Cultural Services Department. Okay. And that was a very good partnership. So Paul has followed up, and I think this year, how many student corps are we talking about? About 2?
2 teams of 4 students.
Okay. And I guess that's before, they would like to seek HEC, endorsement or sponsorship. The sponsorship, but not in financial terms. I understand they look after their own cost. So, they will be modest doing a student project, and we'll come back to report to the HEC. Is that correct? Paul, you want to maybe further explain?
Yes, the sponsorship would be to integrate this project with our work. There is no financial immediate implications. The Harbour Business Forum is covering some of the expenses in terms of some on-the-ground work. We are seeking support from the Harbour Unit to facilitate access to data and support for their work, and members from this committee to review the brief and to support them as well while they're here. The brief for this year's study, Chairman, if I may briefly explain that, is called the Living Harbour, and it looks at the marine users and the land-water interfaces. The marine users of the harbour, they require land-water interfaces. Some are land-based, some are water-based facilities to enable these users, for example, piers, ticketing kiosks, marina clubs, water and fuel provisioning, and so forth. Those are, in principle, very low-value users that are easily ignored around our harbour as we go forward. So the study brief is to audit the existing land-water interfaces as step 1. Step 2 is to forecast future water-dependent and harbour-related services, users and users, so, who are going to be out there, sailing schools, yachting, tall ship, and so on. Then to look at what the land-water interfaces is that these marine users require, and then to identify between the other and this forecast the gap and to make some recommendations about what we're going to need in the harbour. So that's it's in fact a very simple, straightforward study that, and some people may remember that this has been one of my pet topics since the start of the ACC, so I'm quite happy that if this study can be done with the students and we can consider that as a pilot project. We'll see the results that come out of it. It is not, of course, a professional research firm, but I'm sure, as we did for the LCSD study and the connectivity study, there's always something we learned. The connectivity study led to the signage proposal. The LCSD study led to this plan to provide more shaded seating and to review some of the LCSD facilities on the waterfront. So I'm sure that this one will again lead to some positive input in our thinking. Thank you.
Oh. I understand they're also seeking sponsorship of the Harbour Unit as well. Any problem, Alice or Gracie?
We have touched base with relevant departments, and we are we stand ready to render assistance to the students as far as possible.
Okay. So in essence, we agree to sort of sponsor these student studies. With the understanding, as in the past, there's no financial implication. This is just a curious, a bit of curious. Why they pick Hong Kong of all the places in the world? Is that your charm, or what is it that brings them? You know?
Chairman, there's about 100 student teams that go out all over the world, from Nigeria to Germany to Russia to Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, there will be about, if I'm correct, about 5 or 6 teams. Last year, there was a study team working for WWF. There was a study team working for PolyU on a cycling study. I mean, there's always, every year, there's some study teams in town. And but for so far, the Harbourfront studies have been very, profitable for the students, if I can use that word. The first team that came out here won an award. And the second team story is featured now on the front page of their internal magazine within the university. And the students are very eager to come to Hong Kong to do this work because they actually get to go out. They get to learn the city, which is somewhat more interesting than learning something about an English language study in Hong Kong where you do a desk research. People get outside. And so they find it very exciting to work on our project. Thank you.
That's a part because these days American students tend to go to China rather than for their study. I'm an engineering teacher myself. A lot of these overseas students these days tend to go to China instead of doing study in Hong Kong these days. So that's why I'm curious why they still want to be. Well, I really very much appreciate the past effort and your effort. Yeah, thank you.